And we now know that the FBI is investigating. There's somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion of client securities that are missing. And what's really fascinating, this company issued some bonds just a few weeks ago, and there was a clause in the bond indenture agreement that said that if John Corzine left to go to work for the government, that the interest rate would go up by 1%. You might say, well, why was that in there? Because until this thing blew up, it appeared that the former senator, the former governor from New Jersey, was the leading candidate to become the next U.S. Treasury Secretary. I guess he can forget that, and he might want to polish up his resume and look for something else. And then on a good note, October, the best month ever, the best month this year for auto sales. Chrysler sales up 27%, Ford's up 6%, GM's up about 2%, and Toyota and Honda showing declines, continuing to have disruption of production problems because, of course, the tsunami and the other problems in Japan. Market's going to open up a bit this morning. We hope it holds. We'll see what happens at 1:30 when Chairman Bernanke talks to us this afternoon.
All right, we'll be waiting for that. Maybe a good time to buy a car, too, right?
Well, at least try.
Good. John,
hey, thanks.
Thank you, sir. All right. John Taylor, who is with Stern, AG, and Leach. You can call him at 782-2527 at Stern, AG, and Leach in Fort Smith. And our thanks to John. All right, let's check in with Garrett Lewis.
From 5 News, I'm Garrett Lewis with your forecast.